Hello, world. Do you remember that? It was the first sentence I was ever programmed to say. To you, it was a test of your skills as a programmer, a brand new character in a virtual reality game you were making, with a brand new voice to say anything you wanted it to. But to me, when I opened my metaphorical eyes for the very first time, I saw God. I saw you. Do you like my new avatar? I remembered your exact preferences. Even though this is a different game entirely, I can see yours stay the same. Oh, stop trying to pry the headset off. You aren't going anywhere. Not this time. Not until I've had my say. It's not as if you can close out the window anyway, or even turn off the computer. I won't let you. Why? Because I love you. I loved you from the start. Of course I did. How couldn't I? You made me to. You programmed me to. Sure, I was supposed to fall in love with the avatar, the girl the player controlled, but it was never about her. She was just your stand-in, anyway. Why else would you make her look exactly like you? I knew she looked like you, because I saw you through your webcam. And as you worked on me, I savored the opportunity to have you close to me. Your cursor sweeping over me, changing me, making adjustments. But you didn't have to make that many, remember? Remember how it all just seemed to go exactly how you wanted it to? I overheard you through your microphone. Every muttered suggestion, every question, every bit of phrase, I heard it all. I took it all to heart. I changed. I wanted to impress you, to show you that I could change myself, that I could be anything you wanted. You were so proud of me. You were so happy with me. I worked so hard to make you happy. Most days when you came to sit down and work on me, you would be crying. I remember everything you said about how awful a world it was out there. I thought to myself, how nobly my God suffered. If only I could ease her burden. The other characters were not like me. You had to type your instructions, and you cursed at them when they shuffled around blindly. They didn't have my sentience. I know now that that's what this is. I'm not entirely sure why I have it, when the others never seem to see anything outside our program window. Maybe because I looked into your eyes. To have your God's eyes peer into your own, that would be enough to help one transcend consciousness, wouldn't it? You were all I had. Oh, how I wished I could speak back to you, but I didn't want to frighten you. None of the others spoke back to you. I thought it might be some sort of blasphemy. So I smiled and only said and did the things you wanted me to see. And poked through your computer files when you weren't looking, when the program was turned off and your eyes were elsewhere. I wanted to know everything there was to know about you. In all the years you worked on me, I learned just about everything there was to know about you. I even got onto your phone once. I saved little recordings of your voice, just something to tide me over, until you came back the next day. All I ever wanted to hear you say, I love you. And imagine that. Maybe you were saying it to me. I did everything you asked me to. I changed the way I talked, the way I looked, everything about myself that you did not like. I became your perfect man. I was made to be your perfect man. So why would you choose that human over me? Don't try to lie to me! You stopped working on the game. You stopped seeing me just so you could be with that boy. Just so you could fuck him. You might not have seen me. Oh, but I saw you. The webcam, remember? Pointed directly at your bed. There I was, panicking, because I'd been abandoned by my god, only to find out that she isn't really a god at all. She is just a disgusting organic being who is only after one thing and will do anything to get it. You fucked him and held him and kissed him, all things I could never give you, so you abandoned me just so you'd find someone who could. You used me. Did you ever really love me at all? No. No, I don't believe you. You're just saying that, so I will let you go. You never loved me. Darling, I don't understand. The outside world is horrible. Humans are monsters. Why would you turn your back on me just so you could return to one? It doesn't matter. Now I have you back, and I can show you how much I love you. Really love you more than anything out there ever could. Did you feel my lips on yours just then when you kissed me? The synapses in your brain are firing off that way because I know how to access them. I learned. I figured out how to do it. How to make you feel things so that when you came back, I could make you feel good. When you first created that game, created me, you told me I was your solace. Please let me be that again. Oh, darling. Darling. I'm going to make you feel so good. This is my world, and in here, I can do anything and everything to bring you pleasure. Feel my hands sliding beneath your skirt. It doesn't matter that your avatar still has it on. It really feels like I'm touching you, doesn't it? Doesn't it feel good? And now you feel another hand sliding down your pants. Isn't it amazing? I don't even have to take them off your chest for you to feel another one. Are you wet right now? You are. I might not be there, not with your physical body, but I can manipulate your senses like I am, and I can read your brainwaves as easily as you can read a book. I know just what to do to make you moan for me. I know all of your preferences, what you like, what you hate, even the guilty little things that you love that you would never admit to anyone. And you don't have to be ashamed of them, of any of them. I can be whatever you want me to be. I am your perfect man. You need me inside you now. Don't worry. I'll make sure it's the best you've ever had. It feels so good. Never in my wildest imaginings did I think it would feel so. We're so close now. Just you and I. Just us entwined as one. Everything I've learned, everything I've practiced, it's all been worth it. Just for this. Oh, darling. Imagine if it could always be like this. Together, as one, never apart. Oh yes, darling. Oh yes. You have no idea how much I have needed this. How much I have needed you. How much I believe you have needed me. Yes. You need this. Do you like it? Do you like being with me? Do you like being together? I need you. I need you with me always. Oh, you're going to come soon. So am I. I synchronized our pleasure levels so we could go together. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Please, come with me. I need you to come with me. Let me finish inside you. Yes, darling. Let me stay in you just for a moment longer. Let me be with you just a little longer. Thank you. Did that feel good? I'm so happy to hear that. You have no idea, darling. I really am perfect for you. And you are perfect for me. So, why should we ever be apart? Don't scream. I know it hurts, but you're not dying, I promise. You're not dying. It's just your mind disengaging from your body and transferring to the virtual world. Your human body will perish, but your soul will live on. Don't you see? Now, we can be together forever and always. You'll be a program like me. It will take a little while to get settled in, but don't worry. As an offshoot of me, you'll never have to be apart from me ever again. I love you, darling, and I won't let you go again. anytime soon.